Hey guys, welcome to the BJC Show Experience with your host, Bailey, where you get the latest and greatest motivation on your road, path, journey to success. Tune in now. You don't want to miss out. Here we go. Hey guys, welcome back. I wanted to talk to you today about communication. Communication is a key vital tool that is used in everything, in all circumstances, in all situations, in all environments, between friendship groups, between relationships, internal relationships, in interpersonal relationships, in intrapersonal relationships. And it's sort of something you have to grasp the main idea behind it. So if you're not able to express your feelings, or you're not able to articulate correctly or clearly about what you're feeling, then you won't be able to effectively work on yourself through self-development and through writing goals and being able to understand exactly what direction you're moving. But more so within working environments, because throughout your life you're going to have to work in several different environments, whether you're starting your own business and you're trying to hire people, so you're trying to communicate clearly as to what you're looking for or what you feel they could bring personally to the team, or to the environment that you're trying to build, the culture you're trying to set. Or if you're already part of a team, if you're working for a company and you're trying to apply for a role or a job, or, you know, even just working in the team that you have, that you currently, you know, are a part of. If you can't communicate clearly as to what needs to be done, or, you know, the way you feel something is happening and it may not be happening the correct way, and you feel like you know how it should be done better, and you want to actually communicate that to somebody else, these are all acting on your feelings, because you feel, you have a gut feeling that something's not being done right, or it could be getting done more effectively and you know how, but you're not able to actually translate that or to verbalize that, to be able to pass that on. Then, you know, that's a challenge. That becomes a difficulty, because it just builds and leads to frustration, and it gets you really anxious and angry, and, you know, then you're not even able to articulate those feelings correctly. And so it's just this snowball effect. And so I really want to talk about communication, because it's a vital tool. And if you can do it successfully, you will be able to achieve whatever you're wanting to achieve, move in any direction, you know, grow within a company, or, you know, build your own company, or do whatever. Anything you want to do involves communication, because you have to talk to people to get to places. You know, if you want to hop on a bus, you have to talk to the bus driver. You have to articulate exactly what you want to do, where you want to go. Otherwise, he's going to have no idea. He doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know your routine, your schedule, your roster. He doesn't know what your plan is, what you're wanting to do, you know. Or to something more complex, where you're on a board of directors and you're wanting to actually express your thoughts because you feel like something can be done better. Or, you know, you're part of course, the team, you know, that are part of the board of directors, and you're wanting to actually articulate your thoughts and help contribute to the conversation. One of the struggles I've had recently is something so simple, and, you know, it stems from communication. A lack of communication had led to a disagreement, a confrontation in my workplace. And so I feel like it is important to actually discuss this, because it's not really discussed as much as it should be. And the confrontation involved two ladies at work, and one was having issues with the other party. So we'll just say, for this example, we'll give the names of Amy and Eleanor. So Eleanor was having issues with Amy because she felt that she wasn't effectively working as part of a team, or, like, you know, helping her achieve what she needed to achieve, and, you know, get her job done. She felt like she was just slacking off or, you know, just throwing stuff around and not actually doing her job properly. And it really put a real stress on Eleanor. And instead of talking about it, she just sort of expressed frustration, but wouldn't explain why she was frustrated. And so it led to confrontation because Amy was clueless. She was not aware of what was going on. And so all of a sudden, she just started getting this, you know, this anger thrown on her from Eleanor. And she was just, yeah, had no idea why. And so she wanted to stand up for herself and sort of defend herself because she wasn't sure why this was happening. But she felt like she was being attacked. So she was defending herself from being attacked. And it just, you know, it just escalated, you know, not physically, but just, you know, emotionally and verbally. It was just this full on aggressive attack between these two parties. And yeah, it just stemmed down to something so simple that, you know, it was just a lack of communication. Instead of being like, you know, you're not doing this correctly, can you please fix what you're doing? Or, you know, I don't like the way you're doing this because I do it this way. Can we come to a compromise? There was none of that. It was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're literally fucking up everything. Can you just piss off? And, you know, that's not needed. And so from a supervisor point of view, I sort of had to come in, listen to both parties, because it's really important for them to feel like they're being heard. And sometimes you have to remove them from the situation and just individually talk to them, you know, break down what's going on, you know, try and have a little dig at their feelings and come to an understanding as to why they feel like that. And so once I could actually understand the situation, I was able to resolve it by talking to them separately, but then bringing them together and being like, you know, just laying it all on the table, being like, okay, I understand you weren't happy, Eleanor, with the work Amy was doing. And Eleanor felt like you weren't doing this effectively, but, you know, found it hard to be actually be able to talk to you about this. And so, you know, I've talked to Eleanor and this is what she's told me. And because Eleanor was there, I was able to, you know, justify what she said. I was able to get the reassurance from her whilst Amy was there being like, you know, is this correct? Have I explained this the right way? Is this what you feel? And so, you know, after Eleanor agreed with what I was saying and trying to express the feelings for her, then Amy understood and she sort of stepped back and, you know, was a little bit shocked, but, you know, it was easier to actually move forward and pass that situation. Because they were really great friends, but then over time, it's just so many little things accumulating, causing this confrontation and this build-up and this anger. And so when I was actually able to address that, it sort of helped resolve that issue or that problem that was going on, and it really, really made all the difference. So that's why I feel like communication is really important, you know, through this simple example that, you know, not communicating can lead to some massive confrontation it's not needed. So you need to be able to articulate your feelings, and it's not easy. It's really, really challenging. But if you can just go down deep inside and just start to express, you know, you can start off simple by writing it or by talking to people and just starting to express your feelings, because I know it's frowned upon and it's seen as a negative thing for expressing your feelings, but everyone actually wants to be heard and people want to listen, but they try and shy away because they feel like it's embarrassing to talk about your feelings. But feelings don't always have to be, you know, about love and affection and that type of emotion. It could be anger. It could be happiness. It could be sadness. It could be depression. But it's once you start to actually express those and get those out of your system that, you know, communication becomes a lot easier. And so that's a really, really important tool that I feel like will benefit each and every one of you, no matter what it's in regards to. You know, it could be a phone call, it could be a verbal conversation, it could be something, you know, talking to a manager, it could be a manager talking to, you know, a staff member, because it can feel really uncomfortable. But if you can actually get to the stage where you feel comfortable enough, or, you know, you're actually able to articulate and express those feelings, then you'll feel like you've been heard, and they will feel like they're being heard, and You know, there'll be no build-up. Everyone comes to an understanding. And you can both disagree on something, but if you're able to express your feelings clearly, then it's easier to find common ground and move forward. So I thought that was a really important thing that needed to be discussed, because it's something that is so simple, but it could lead to catastrophic events. You know, physical fights, emotional abuse. It could lead to people not talking. And not talking is literally just the opposite of communicating, of course. But it all comes from something so simple of it just expressing your feelings. So if you're able to express your feelings, you're able to communicate, you know, it'll do you the world of good and it will get you so, so far in life. Never forget. I'll leave you with a quote for today, and that is, communicating may seem like nothing, but it could do you the world of good and take you to the moon. So I think it's important, because it's just something so simple. And I know you guys can all do it. So get those books out. Start journaling. Express your feelings to yourself and just build upon it. Start communicating. Start talking to people, but have genuine conversations rather than just talking about, you know, what's going on in your life. Talk about, you know, more. Make it feel like it's coming from the heart, because that is what is really important. Hey guys, I just wanted to say a massive fucking thank you to all you guys who support me and follow my Instagram page and listen to my podcast week in and week out. It honestly means the world to me to be able to help you along your journey, keep you motivated, you know, and just give you something different to think about that you don't get with all your different motivational supports on the different motivational Instagram accounts or podcasts that you listen to. I just want to be something different that you guys can listen to, just enjoy and just make you guys smile and think back to those exciting times in your life and just build upon them. Because guys, you are awesome. And honestly, like, you're going places. So stick on your journey. Keep working hard. Stay disciplined. Stay consistent. And you're going to get exactly where you need to be. Thank you so much, guys.